grateful for David's willingness to play for us while we do our meditation tonight. So let's just breathe and relax. Breathing and beginning to relax deeply. I love the phrase, beginning to relax. Because as I relax something as deeply as I know how to relax it, I think that I am maximally relaxed. And yet, if I take in what beginning to relax really means, it means there's an infinite possibility of a deeper sense of peace than I can experience in my body. There is an endless doorway to a deeper sense of peace I can experience in my mind. There is an infinite gateway to the deeper sense of peace that I may experience in my heart. So we are beginning to relax now. Beginning to relax our foreheads, all of the tiny muscles around our eyes, across our foreheads, those wrinkles and worry lines all smoothing out, like the forehead of a baby, simply at peace now. Beginning to relax our eyes and letting them sink back in our head. We feel a deeper relaxation available in each moment, beginning to relax our cheeks, relaxing our tongues and letting our jaws drop just a little bit, relaxing all the muscles that allow the amazing fluidity of our faces and the remarkable opportunity to express our emotions through our expressions. All those muscles simply letting go now. Nobody looking to see the expressions, just feeling that softness, that wholeness, that beauty that shines in the space of relaxation. My first Science of Mind minister said, relaxation is spiritual. I thought that's too good to be true. But I've since learned that relaxation indicates trust. So as we are willing to relax, it shows we are trusting that the universe is fundamentally friendly. Beginning to relax our scalps now. Feeling our very hair relax. Feeling the back of our necks beginning to relax more deeply. Feeling the relaxation spreading into our shoulders and our necks, all the way down our arms, into our elbows and forearms and wrists and hands, all the way through to our fingers, beginning to relax, allowing ourselves to move deeply in a state of peace, all the way down our backs then, from our shoulders, through our mid-back, maybe correcting our posture just a little bit to be even more comfortable. Allowing all the muscles within our physical structure to relax in our backs. Blessing the bones in our backs. The skeletal bones and the muscles that support them that allow us to sit erect, to stand and to move and to walk. Relaxing and beginning to relax even more deeply. Our spines, our spinal column, our nervous system. Moving down into the pelvis, relaxing all the pelvic organs. And moving into the thighs, relaxing the legs. Into the knees, beginning to relax the calves. Feeling the ankles relax and the feet. All the way to the toes, deeply, deeply relaxing. Beginning to relax at our shoulders again, down the fronts of our body, our chests and our bellies, all the organs in our heart and our lungs, our respiratory system, our digestive system, all of the systems that allow the body to function. Tuning up the systems, blessing the systems that allow us to live, to be alive, beginning to relax all of the organ cells and systems down to the cellular level, knowing that the trillions of cells within our bodies are beginning to relax. And in that blissful relaxation, they experience refreshment and renewal. All of our bodies coming into alignment. In every moment, a new harmony, a new balance, chemically, physiologically. Our body's wisdom coming forward in the presence of deep, deep relaxation. I read recently, Dan O'Connell said, our physical body is a conduit for bliss. It's naturally designed to be a conduit for bliss. And in the presence of bliss, our bodies work perfectly. And so we allow now the bliss that is natural to us and the perfect unfolding of the divine order within our bodies. We feel our wholeness, our health, our refreshment, our beauty, the harmony of all our organ cells and systems working and trained to good, blessed and divine. We are the life of God in expression, and we bless that divine aspect of spirit that expresses as our physical life. I recently taught the Foundations class again, and there, there's a page that says, I am not my body. But that's not true. I am my body. I'm just so much more than that. So feeling a warmth and a caring for our bodies, acknowledging them too as spirit in form. We are our bodies. And we are so much more than our bodies. We are our emotions. We are an electrical system centered in our hearts that is intelligent and wise, that brings us guidance and love and refreshment. Relaxing our hearts now, beginning to deeply relax our emotions for this moment, finding a space of silence and peace where our local connects with our non-local, where the present moment connects with infinite time, where the grace and beauty of life is so readily apparent to us. We expand in this now moment in our hearts and allow our hearts just to rest. Rest in the spaciousness of oneness. Rest in the recognition of beauty. Rest in clarity and wisdom and grace. Breathing into our minds now, we relax in our minds. We let our thoughts get a little floppy and less specific. We see them as if they were snowflakes falling into a lake, each one having a separate identity and then merging with the whole, a separate form and then water, a separate form and more water, a separate form and more water, just like us. We are a separate form, the fluid life of spirit, the water of God, our bodies mostly water. We are fluid, beautiful and clear, allowing ourselves to begin to relax our thoughts into appreciation, to ease and spaciousness and stillness, allowing the silence to expand and spread within us, allowing the silence to be of the mind and the heart and the body, connecting each to the other in silence, recognizing that they've been one all along. It's simply a matter of perceiving what is. And as we begin to see our mind and heart and body together as one, we become the integrated piece of our being. We are peaceful. We are blissful. We are beautiful. And we allow ourselves to rest in that beauty now, feeling the wholeness. Breathing deeply once again, we feel the truth. We are the wholeness of God. We are the love. We are the clarity and peace and power of spirit. We are the one mind. And knowing that we are the one mind and our thoughts are creative, we turn our awareness to what we want in our lives. What are our dreams? What do we imagine as the possibilities of who we are? Seeing the infinite truth of ourselves realized in our hearts, in our minds, in our bodies. Let's take a moment now to imagine a life that makes us smile and laugh and feel really good. What does that life include? Imagining happy moments of being. Connecting with beautiful family members, lovely friends, amazing strangers. Recognizing that ultimately on this planet there is only one of us here, each one infused with the divine energy, each one like us, a God expressing. See some beautiful faces in your mind's eye. Or if you don't see so much as feel the presence of beloved ones. Or hear their voices. Know them in your perfect way. Perceive them in a way that feels most comfortable to you. But bring to mind the beauty of life expressed as another. Or many others. A veritable parade of beauty and grace. Now feel the wholeness of seeing that beauty within yourself. See your face and know that your face is the face of God. That in this peaceful, deep, relaxed place, it's easier to see the truth of yourself. Say to yourself, I am spirit. I am willing to live a grand and glorious life. The very power of the universe flows through me, through my body, my heart, my mind, my eyes, and my hands. We are the divine love in expression, recognizing the truth of our being. We feel complete. and ever-changing. Another both and. We are both our body and our spirit. We are both complete and ever-evolving. Perfect as we are and changing. Life is good. Imagine now a world of prosperity and the opportunity to celebrate your abundance. Feel the richness of your life already and your willingness to open to greater richness, more expansive fulfillment, greater delight. And now feel the calling to your work. What it is in each day that allows you to be eager for this day, to give and to share of the unique talents and abilities that you brought into this lifetime, that you have honed and developed, both and, from a local perspective and from a non-local perspective. Creation of your life continues with every breath, with every choice. You are the power because your mind directs the power of the universe. Giving thanks now for this time, for this opportunity to bless and know our lives, our bodies, our hearts, our minds, our spirits, the oneness that we have with others, the oneness that we are within ourselves. There is only one of us here. Knowing this truth, the question becomes, if not you, then who will love your life? Taking a moment now to love our lives. We give thanks. And we move into the next segment of our Evensong service this evening. We have the opportunity to love ourselves and our lives as Dan plays his beautiful music.